You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
Name some games you like, and I will claim one of them is my favorite.
I think that's how the movie version of this works too.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, I'm trying to think of like the ones that I've been playing lately, because like this is the thing that sucks is that when Sean asked if I played any video games, like the thing is that like, you know, there was a time in my life where I played video games, and
that's what we're digging into here.
Yeah, and that time was when I was a teenager, but then I've just recently gotten back into them because I've discovered that video games are awesome again.
Yes.
So, I mean, the ones that I've played that I've genuinely liked, you know, a lot of them are the more recent ones, not necessarily the ones that are steeped in nostalgia. Like, I just played Heavy Rain, which I liked a lot. What else have I played? I'm into the Arkham games. I like, you know, I like the Max Payne series. 2 is my favorite of that group, but they're all quite good. Mm. Uncharted, somebody lent me that. I was into Uncharted 2. Really enjoyed that. There's one that's like Infamous, actually. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good.
Oh, I've played Infamous.
I've watched someone play Infamous.
Yeah. So Infamous is pretty darn entertaining. I'm a Grand Theft Auto baby, so I'm enjoying it. In fact, I was playing that just around. I was waiting for a mission to load. When I sent you and Sean, I'm like, hey, are we doing this? So, sometime around 7:59, I had the dream of being able to play GTA 5 online in the 1 minute I had before we started this podcast.
That is the proper anecdote. Yeah, being a gamer means getting and being an adult means getting in those moments when you can.
Pretty much.
You know, I mean, it's like, if we don't want to localize it to doing just the 10 minutes thing, you know, I'm perfectly willing to talk about the age old argument of our games a work of art versus, you know, like for some reason the idea of watching a movie is in some way watching a movie is more valuable than playing a game. Now, I saw a movie last night called Smiley. I can tell you that if I'd spent that same hour and 29 minutes playing Heavy Rain, I would have words with you about which one was more valuable. piece of my time. Because I got more enjoyment out of playing Heavy Rain than in, like, the same amount of dollars spent on, like, certain movies that I've seen this year.
I spent an hour and a half playing Burger Time the other day, which was way better than the hour and a half I spent watching Good Burger.
Whereas I have not seen Good Burger, but I have seen Hamburger the Motion Picture.
That's debatable. That's debatable. There's good times that.
You know, because at no point in Burger Time, though I enjoyed it, did anybody yell, "Put those cookies back, motherfucker." So I feel that Hamburger the Motion Picture might be somewhere on top. We should be recording this.
Honestly. Oh, it's already starting. Yeah, I already started it.
We didn't already do this. Okay. Should I be swearing this much? I don't know how family friendly your podcast is.
It's a family friendly podcast, but we can Mario coin sound you, I suppose.
Yes. But just try to keep, because I do have to edit this.
I'll be aware of this. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just listened to the Godfather book on tape, so I'm in that kind of mood.
Right on.
Oh,
dear Lord.
You lost all that talk about bottoms.
I don't know. I don't know yet. Give me a minute.
We were slinging some A material out.
A doc.
Oh no.
No. Documents. See, it. I think it saves as it runs, so I'm hoping it just freaked out.
Okay. That's okay. Well, this was a good place for you to find that out because we haven't started yet. So.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You probably can't hear any of this.
Okay, well, go ahead and see if it's working on your end.
Okay. Okay. Great. So it saved everything right up until I said your top five.
Okay.
Oh my god.
We almost lost that bottoms material.
Yeah. Thank God.
That's gold, Jerry.
Thank God we nice poll. So the question that I had for you guys, or the movie game that I didn't put on my list, because I wasn't sure because I didn't think anybody had played it but me. But maybe this is almost like a stump the band kind of thing.
Oh no.
So let's see if either of you have played a little game that I like to call Psychic Detective.
Psychic Detective. Yes, 3DO, right?
Yeah, 3DO.
Oh,
yeah.
3DO. Man. Yep. It would be you.
Psychic Detective. That game is so trippy. That
it really is.
Looking up
it's one of the few full motion video games that really did something with it.
Yeah, and I'm actually kind of like I'm not surprised that another one that nobody tried it again, just because I mean I guess on some level Heavy Rain is sort of like this.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I would say
you know like yeah because like the thing is that to explain what Psychic Detective is and what makes it cool because it has a title that makes it sound like it's not going to be a very good game, but what's interesting about it is that. Typically, games that have, like, or specifically games during, like, the 1990s that had a lot of video material in them typically end up not being all that good.
almost always. almost always not that good.
Almost always, yeah. I've never played Night Trap, so I can't really say whether it was good or bad.
How did we not mention Night Trap during the other episode?
We did as a reference, and then we dismissed it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Night Trap, if you like 80s movies, in 80s like camp, Night Trap has something for you there, but as a game, not so much.
Yeah, but what makes the big thing about Psychic Detective that makes it work is in the game you play as a character that's shown for the most part. You're like the game is in first person perspective, and it's live action. But the idea is that you're a character who can not just read the minds of other people, but jump into their minds, and see things from their perspective.
Really cool effects when they do that too.
Right, and it's really trippy because, and this is the best part: if you jump into the mind of somebody who is in the, you can only jump into the mind of somebody who's in the same room with you.
Yep.
But if they leave the room, you're still in their mind, and so you can jump into the mind of anybody they run into.
Yep.
So you can literally get across town doing it that way. You can actually mind. There's one scene where you can jump into the head of like a UPS driver and get all the way across town. It's even set up, and this is the best part, is that no matter how you play the game, it's always the exact same length because events occur in real time throughout the game.
So you have to play it multiple times to see all the different storylines going on.
Right. First time you play it through, they even say first time you play this through, it's going to be frustrating. You're going to hate it. But keep play it again. Play it again because it'll get more, you'll understand it better the second time around.
It's like Run, Lola, Run.
Right. What's even cool is that it's fair because if you time it right, you can find out who the killer is right in the first 5 minutes. If you know whose head to jump into, because like you know, eventually, no matter how you play the game, eventually I think you do find out who the killer is. But it's like Myst. Yeah. So if you know that, You can even if you find out who the killer is, that doesn't necessarily mean you win the game, because you can still get killed a bunch of ways. I think there was like 15, something like that, 15 or 13 different endings.
It was maybe one of the largest FMV games too. Wasn't it on like 4 discs or 5 or it was on a number of discs.
Yeah, I played it on PC, so I've had it. So it was on 3 discs.
Yeah.
When I played it, I'm actually every once in a while I get kind of depressed that I don't have anything that I can play it on currently. Now, because I remember buying a copy of it, it's like, oh, I can play it on my PC, and I couldn't. You know,
Rob, I'm gonna have to get you a 3DO.
Because it really was like, you know, because it changed my mind about FMV video games. Like, it was like, this is how you should do it. This is how you do it.
It was at the tail end of 3DO that one came out. So probably it was at the tail end of FMV games in general. Maybe not. Maybe it's in the midpoint, but yeah. Oh, I have mentioned Psychic Detective to a number of people over the years, and no one has heard of it. So,
wow, that's really cool. And I should have put it on my list because we totally would have talked about that.
Oh yeah, it was so weird. And for an FMV game, it had pretty high production values too. Mm-hmm. Actually, it looked nice.
Yeah, and I thought there was what's great is that there was I couldn't believe. After playing it through and finally getting the good ending,
yeah.
What I thought was really interesting was then you go through and you play it again. It's like, well, let's just see how much material there actually is, you know. And yeah. It's funny because like when you jump into the UPS guy, because at one point you're in jail, and somebody and a UPS driver comes because it's like, what the hell am I going to do? I'm in jail.
Yeah.
I can't do anything now. But then you see a UPS driver comes in and delivers something to like the guy behind the desk. And if you jump into his head and then he gets into his truck and he drives for a while and he runs across various important characters in the game.
Wow. You can even
jump and cross. Like there's some kid who's like skateboarding.
Yeah. And
if you jump into that kid's head, then you get to even more places. With that kid, I couldn't believe there had to be like, there had to be like 7 hours of material at least.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's why so many discs, yeah.
You know, not to mention it was really kind of freaky that it was like, you could jump into people's heads during conversations and then see things from their point of view. It's kind of like the TV show Peep Show.
Yes, from the perspective.
You know, it's kind of freaky because then you realize, oh my God, they had to shoot this as many times as there are people in this room and do it all in first person perspective. Probably the coolest bit is there's a scene where you can, like, there's a lot of it gets to like you get some MacGuffin type object that allows you to either jump into the head of anybody in the game. Or any of the or like a number of characters in the game, yeah. Whether or not you're in the room with them for a limited amount of time, or you can force an emotion onto them.
Yes, yes.
Which is kind of cool because it's like, you know, and where in some cases, you know, if you force, you know, a friend, you can force them to be friendly. And there's this one dude. It's great because there's this one, the guy who plays this, the one big bad guy. Is like one of the better actors in the thing because he's holding a gun on you. And you turn to him, and if you force him to be angry, he just beats the crap out of you. and if you force him to be friendly, it's like, you know, you hear it's like, okay, well then why don't you just hand over the gun? Are you sure? Oh, you really want my gun? Oh, sure, but I kind of want to clean it before I give it to you because it's kind of dirty. No, just hand me over the gun. No, I mean, but he just keeps talking to you. Until time runs out, and then he beats the crap out of you.
that one was also really surprising at the time because, I mean, the video game rating system existed, and that game was rated M, but that game was really rated M.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was thinking about there's one scene there isn't a topless scene in it so much. I mean, there's a scene where you see, I think there's. You can see a woman strip down to her bra and see a guy feel her up. And you see it from the guy's point of view, which, I mean, it's a noteworthy point in the game. You know, if you're into that sort of thing, but what's funny is if you do that, you miss a gigantic piece of information. Like if you go
just
you,
like real life,
just like real life. What I think is the best, but I think probably the best, one of the best moments is when you jump into the head of another psychic who's having dinner with somebody and you hear a really important conversation. He's like letting all of this information, he's like giving information. It's like, oh, this is what the bad guys are up to. But then suddenly he picks up a spoon and Alf in the room and he realizes and he's like, somebody's
hold on,
in
hold
my
hold on. The, you cut off the whole spoon out. Thing.
Oh, no.
So somebody picks up a spoon and then go from there.
He lifts up the spoon, looks at his reflection in it, and you realize he's looking directly at you saying, somebody's in my mind right now, and he has to get out. And then you're kicked out of his brain. And you just go right back. Also, it's pretty intense. And I would love to see somebody try something like this again. I guess part of what made it weird was that it was full motion video.
Yeah, I mean, because it would be easy. I mean, any open world game right now is trying to do something like that. And the jumping in mind dynamic, there was a game on the game Geist. Which that mechanic of being jumping into like animals or whatever, and then of course, the mind mechanic in Ghost Trick. But those are both such different types of games than Psychic Detective.
Yeah.
Remake, please.
Yeah, I think part of what makes Psychic Detective work so well isn't so much the branching aspect of it. There's something really neat about the idea of, you know, like it made the fact that you had limited control work for the game because there was this time limit on every scene. No matter what, every scene takes the same exact amount of time. It's just what you witness while you're there. You don't control what the main character says or what any of the characters say. It's just a matter of what you witness and what information you manage to grab. And yep. If you grab the right information, then the character acts on that. And that is really, really cool. Especially that when you know, it's also kind of refreshing to like, I know that if I've got a spare 45 minutes, I can play this through to the end. You know, like no matter what I do, this will always take this exact amount of time. All the way through. And that's not true of, you know, that's certainly not true of Heavy Rain. That's not really true of, you know, of any of the point and click stuff. You know, and I actually miss that real time aesthetic of Psychic Detective. I do wish for there to do either a remake or just something in the same format.
They should do 24 the game that actually takes 24 hours to play.
No.
It's funny because when I saw 24, I actually kind of thought this is sort of like Psychic Detective.
Yeah,
and that all these things are happening all at once. We're kind of jumping in and jumping out. I think, you know, especially considering in today's age where everybody's got a camera phone and everybody's got, you know, and there's surveillance all over, and there's camera surveillance on, you know, stoplights and things like that. There's a way that you could do this and pull it off.
So, Trey, if you're out there, Trey, I know you're listening. If you ever do a second season of 3DO to go, just saying.
Well, there's another game that's coming out for the PS. It's a PS4 exclusive. That's another one of those like Heavy Rain or it's like a slasher movie. Only you make the call. It has gone completely out of my head what the name of it is right now, but it's very much a cabin in the woods. Yeah. It's like a cabin in the woods slash Saw type game. It's starting to make waves, right now. It's the one where it's like, I don't have a PS4, but I kind of want to get one just to play it.
Not the new Silent Hill, no.
Not the new Silent Hill. Hold on, I'm actually looking this up now.
2 minutes.
Until Dawn. Until Dawn. That's the name of it.
Okay.
Have you been timing this? Because I haven't.
No, I haven't. This is our bonus. This is
But Until Dawn. That's the one that I can't really look forward to it.
Bye, John.
Things got choppy, okay. And then that silence.
No, I want to hear what you were going to say about it. Because what last I said was, I don't have a PS4. And I just heard, I got, and then nothing.
Yeah. I blame the typhoon.
Yes.
Blame it on the rain.
I'm so glad I finally was able to find somebody else who has played Psychic Detective. It's such a great game.
Alright, I think it's all time for this week then, unless you found your thing, Rob.
Oh no, I mean, I just, you know, the name of the game is the name of the game that I was talking about that's coming out is called Until Dawn.
Until Dawn, okay.
So I don't know. Look that up. Check out the demo, because the demo is kind of a holy crap. So check it out, because it's you get, you know, it's very much in the Walking Dead vein of games that are based around story games that are based around making sadistic choices. I have a whole thing, and this is, and I won't go off on this tangent, but I have this. People keep saying that, like, oh, torture porn, that's the new genre. And I've been saying, it's like, you know, people keep calling it torture porn, but really what it is it's movies that, or it's horror that is based in making sadistic choices. It's, or what I like to call choice-based horror. It's not that somebody gets tortured, it's that somebody has to make a choice, has to make a deadly choice. Do you do this horrible thing or this horrible thing? Or as somebody said in the case of Walking Dead, it's the kind of game where when you're finished with one chapter, you have to walk into the other room with your head in your hands and think about what you've done. Oh, such a great game. I can't wait for you to play it. I really can't. Oh, such a great game.
No, I want a 3DO too. Darn it.
Yeah.
Famicom Dojo.